Sylvia and Len Chisholm were at combat on the court, using more energy for shouting epithets and defiance than for the combat itself. A cry came. "Hey, Theodolinda!" The conflict on the court stopped abruptly, the ball rolling to the far end. Sylvia trotted across the boundary toward them, with Len Chisholm following. Sylvia was calling, "Doll, darling, you got lonesome for us? I'm beating the stuffing out of Len." Len was there. He had approached, staggering, and now declared,
"Theodolinda, my love, you're late. If you had come 2 hours ago, I wouldn't be drunk. I'm suffering."
"He's not drunk," Sylvia said disdainfully. "It's an alibi." Dahl nodded.
"It always is with him. I'm thirsty. May I find some Irish water to spread it out?"
They moved to the table where the bottles and glasses were. Dahl spoke to Zimmerman in his chair.
"Hello, Steve. How are brains making out?"
She went on as Sylvia assembled her drink.
"I thought you folks would be over at Martin's. Wasn't that the program?"
"Yes, we..." Sylvia bit her lip and waved a hand. "We were there. Men are fools. I know you think that all the time, but I have lapses. Len didn't behave very well, and Martin tried to match him. We came away, and later Martin came. I suppose he and I aren't speaking, but we soon will be."
Len declared, loud enough to reach all around, "He's plain dumb. Sylvia was trying to console me for your absence, and for losing my job, and I was fighting her off. Martin started hissing and writhing, and since I only came..."
"Len, you gorilla!" Sylvia glared. "Martin does not hiss and writhe. He merely got mad."
Len turned on volume. "Since I only came to do a grovel to PL Stores, I took the path over here. He wasn't in the house, and I couldn't find him anywhere outdoors. I wandered around, and here came Sylvia. She entreated me to let her beat me at tennis and sent for drinks."
He smirked extravagantly at Dahl.
"I tell you all this because I don't want you to lose any of your illusions about me. If you lose your illusions, our whole romance falls flat."
"Shut up, Len,"